sounds a bit as if you're ducking your responsibility here. If you know, and everybody does know, that certain websites offer something illegal, why do you not simply block that site? Why do you need a court to tell you to do that?
Well, content is there's a variety of contents on the internet. There's music, there's films, there's millions of websites.
Of
and it's not for the ISPs to be the police of all that content.
Why not?
Out there.
Why not? I mean, you are making it possible for them to do something illegal, whether we're talking about films or music or indeed pornography, hardcore pornography. Why should you not put in place restrictions on those people of your own volition?
Well, we've worked in lots of places. If you look at what the internet industry has done over many, many years to protect children online, a lot of work has been done in setting up the Internet Watch Foundation, and that's to do with material that is child abuse material and clearly breaks the law.
And any child can access pornography tomorrow or today in the next 10 minutes at the drop of a hat. They know exactly what to do and how to do it if they can get it because you haven't blocked it. You haven't made it impossible for them to get it. Final thought. Sorry, run out of time. Do you accept that the internet is changing?
Of course it's changing, and it will continue to change, and that's why the ISPs are being very receptive to having these conversations, talking about what is the best way of dealing to protect children, but at the same time to allow people to see content that they want to see that does not break the law.
John,
and we also have to make sure
this... Very quickly.
I think the time is coming when the internet should not be treated differently from any other form of media. We don't accept it with any other media, with telly or mobile phones or anything else. Why should the internet be different?
And there we'll have to end. It's not, said Mr. Landsman. Right, there we go. Have to end it there. Thanks very much, Claire Perry and Nicholas Landsman.